Google CEO Sundar Pichai, graduates booing AI cheerleaders will deal with the impact of technology. By Lucas Nolan on May 25, 2026. Google CEO Sundar Pichai is preparing to face potential backlash from graduates worried about AI as he gets ready to deliver the commencement address at Stanford University next month. Business Insider reports that in an era where AI dominates corporate strategy and public discourse, technology executives are encountering an unexpected challenge at college graduation ceremonies. Students concerned about their employment prospects in an AI-driven economy have begun voicing their disapproval during commencement speeches, creating what some are calling a need for a boo strategy among tech leaders. Recent graduation ceremonies have witnessed graduates heckling prominent executives who made optimistic remarks about AI. Former Google CEO and Democrat megadonor Eric Schmidt faced boos from students at the University of Arizona, while Scott Borchetta, CEO of Big Machine Records, experienced similar pushback at Middle Tennessee State University after discussing AI's influence on music and media industries. Delivering the commencement speech at Stanford University presents Pichai's opportunity to navigate these tensions. As the leader of one of the primary companies advancing AI technology, Pichai represents an industry that many soon-to-be graduates fear could eliminate the very jobs they have spent years preparing to pursue. During a recent interview on the technology podcast Hard Fork, Pichai emphasized optimism and experience sharing rather than defensive positioning. "I've always been extraordinarily optimistic about the next generation," Pichai told the podcast hosts, adding that AI does not diminish that optimism. "My goal would be to share my experiences, and that's what I'm looking to do." Pichai acknowledged the dual role today's graduates will play in the AI revolution. "These graduates are actually both going to be a big part of driving that progress and also dealing with the impact," he said, referring to artificial intelligence's expanding influence across industries. Stanford may prove to be friendlier territory for Pichai's message. Located in Silicon Valley's epicenter, the university hosts some of the nation's most prominent AI courses and maintains deep connections to the technology industry. However, broader public sentiment toward AI remains cautious at best. Breitbart News recently reported that only 18% of young people are hopeful about AI according to a Gallup poll. Recent polling data paints a stark picture of public sentiment. According to a Gallup survey, only 18% of young people between the ages of 14 and 29 report feeling hopeful about AI. An Economist and YouGov poll released this week showed that over 70% of Americans believe AI is advancing too quickly. The concern is bipartisan, with 68% of Republicans and 77% of Democrats expressing that the technology is moving too fast. Additional YouGov polling demonstrates that negative views of AI have risen from 34% 3 years ago to just over 50% currently. The backlash against AI amongst young people has become evident as commencement speakers who mention the technology positively have been booed at universities including the University of Central Florida and Arizona State. The public's concerns center on several key issues: job displacement, increased electricity costs, environmental damage, and fears that AI will primarily benefit wealthy individuals and corporations. Despite these widespread concerns, many AI executives appear either unaware of or unconcerned by the growing opposition. AI is an increasingly divisive topic, especially for America's youth. Breitbart News social media director Winton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red: The Left, the Right, China, and the Race to Control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the MAGA movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at Business Insider here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.